virtues of the Prophet's household. Virtues of the Prophet's household.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers, welcome to another episode of our series Virtues of the Prophet's Household, Virtues of the Ahlul Bayt. And in this episode, inshallah, we'll be discussing some aspects, glorious aspects of the life of Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala an, the grandson of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the son of Sayyida Fatima and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhuma. But before we discuss an excellence of reciting Salat upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-salatu alayya noorun ala sirat. Sending salat upon me, sending salutations upon me, will be noor for you on the bridge of sirat. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers, we have heard from the ulama that on the day of judgment, it will be a very difficult time. There's so many valleys that we'll have to go through. There's accountability, there's standing on a ground made of copper. People will be sweating according to their sins, some up to their knees, some up to their waist, some up to their necks even. But here we're told how to gain relief on that day, how to gain noor on the bridge of Sirat, which we will have to cross as well. Because Allah Jalla wa Ala says in the Quran, وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. There's no one except that he has to traverse the bridge of Sirat. And we've been told, and we have read, that the bridge of Sirat is thinner than a strand of hair, sharper than a sword. How will we successfully gain access to Jannah by crossing that easily? And Alhamdulillah, in this hadith park, we've been told, recite Salat upon the Prophet ﷺ, there'll be noor for you on the bridge of Sirat. There won't be darkness. You won't face that difficulty. And inshallah, by means of that noor, you'll be guided towards Jannah. So make an intention to recite Salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to earn this great fadila, this great excellence. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiyallahu ta'ala, the elder grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and an individual who was very beloved to the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we will hear. But to begin with, some brief aspects of his birth, his name, his titles, etc. So, his kunya is Abu Muhammad, name is Hassan, title is Mujtaba radiallahu anhu. He was born on the 15th of Ramadan al-Mubarak, 3rd Hijri. His titles, Taqi, Sayyid, Sibtu Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amongst others. And he's also known and referred to as Rayhanatul Rasul, the flower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, right from the off, Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala anha, there were glad tidings about him before he was even born. And this is the sign of excellence. This is the sign of greatness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that before an individual is born, glad tidings have been given about him. There is here an account which is mentioned in Al-Dhurriyatu Tahira. Sayyidatuna Ummul Fadl radiallahu anha. This was the paternal aunt of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was the paternal aunt. She once had a dream, and she relayed that dream to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said, I saw a dream, and in that dream, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a part of your blessed body came to my home. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after listening to this, he said, this is a good dream, O Ummul Fadl, this is a good dream. Fatima, meaning his own daughter, she will give birth to a son and you will breastfeed him. And this is what happened. Sayyidina Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu an was given birth to by Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu anha, and Sayyidatuna Ummul Fadl, she fed him milk. Subhanallah. So this was a glad tiding even before the Prince of Jannah, even before Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiyallahu anhu was even born. And just like his honorable mother, Sayyidatuna Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who resembled the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam greatly. In fact, Sayyida Aisha said, radiyallahu anha, there was no one who resembled the appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu anha. And in regards to Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, it's mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, and the narrator is Anas bin Malik radiyallahu anhu. He says that Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu resembled the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than any other person. And the Sahaba had great affection for Imam Hassan, for the offspring, for the grandchildren of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Sahaba loved Imam Hassan radiyallahu anhu. And Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Zubayr was no different radiyallahu anhu. He also had deep affection for Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiyallahu anhu, the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion he said, by Allah Azza wa Jal, no woman has given birth to a son like Hassan bin Ali radiyallahu anhu. Subhanallah. This was their belief regarding the awlad-e-kiram of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, subhanallah, he loved children. He was very affectionate to children. But here, we have an account of his affection towards Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiyallahu ta'ala. It's mentioned that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would come home in a state that he would be carrying Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiyallahu anhu sometimes in his blessed arms and at times on his blessed shoulder. Allahu Akbar. And sometimes he would go to the home of Sayyida Fatima. The Prophet alayhi wa sallam would go to the home of Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu anha in order to see, in order to gaze upon Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu with affection. And this was both ways. Imam Hassan Mujtaba also developed great affection for the Prophet ﷺ to such an extent that when the Prophet ﷺ would be offering salah, it's mentioned that Sayyidina Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiyallahu anhu would climb onto the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And listen to an account. This is mentioned in Sunan Tirmidhi that once an individual saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam carrying Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiyallahu anhu on his back. And that individual said, Ni'mal markab rakibta ya ghulam. Allah. He said, O son, meaning referring to Imam Hassan, you are riding on something very great, something very good. Meaning he was praising the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the blessed shoulders that you are riding upon, these belong to a great individual. And the Prophet alayhi salam replied, and he said, Wa ni'mal rakibu huwa. Subhanallah. The Prophet ﷺ said, the rider, the one who is on the shoulders, he is also very good. Subhanallah. Look at the praise from the court of Rasulullah ﷺ for his son Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiyallahu ta'ala an. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala, he spent a lot of time with the Prophet ﷺ, and he, whenever he would see Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiyallahu ta'ala, he would become tearful. Tears would well up in his eyes. And he mentions this. He says, one day, the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. He saw me in the masjid and he held my hand. So I accompanied the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we did not talk until we reached the marketplace known as Banu Qaynuqa'. And we then returned and he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where is the little child? Bring him to me. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu states that I saw Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiyallahu anhu come and sit on the blessed lap of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his own blessed tongue into the mouth of Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala and said three times, he said this three times, made a dua. He said, Oh Allah, I love him. Ya Allah, I love him. You also love him and love the one who loves him. Allahu Akbar, Allah. What do we learn? That if you want to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you want your creator to love you, then what do? You love Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiyallahu anhu. This is the requirement. Alhamdulillah, as Muslims, we have immense love for the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there's another account in Al-Mustadrak concerning the same Sahabi, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, is mentioned that At-Tabi'i, Buzurg, rahmatullahi alayhi, Sayyiduna Abu Sa'id Maqburi, rahmatullahi alayhi, he said, we were sitting with Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, when Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an, came. And he gave salam to us. We all replied. But Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he was occupied, preoccupied in something, and he didn't hear the salam. And then we respectfully said, O Abu Huraira, Imam Hassan bin Ali radiallahu anhu has just given salam to us. And immediately he paid his attention towards Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu anhu and said, Wa alayka salam ya Sayyidi. Salam be upon you, O my master. And why did he refer to him as my master? He said, I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that indeed this son of mine, Hassan, is a Sayyid, is a master, is a leader, is a chief. And this was in reference to a particular occasion when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting on the minbar and Imam Hassan bin Ali was sitting next to him. And sometimes the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would pay attention to the people, the audience, those before him. And sometimes he would pay attention to, he's turned his attention to his grandson, Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala. And then eventually the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this son of mine is a Sayyid, is a leader, is a chief. Allah Azza wa Jal will reconcile through him two large group of Muslims. Meaning those Muslim groups would be in opposition to each other, and this son of mine, he will reconcile between them. Subhanallah, this happened as well. What was this in reference to? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had knowledge of the unseen. He knew what it was in reference to. He knew what would happen. Later on, it's mentioned that there was opposition between two groups of Sahaba. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and he established his khilafah in Kufa. So he relocated. And thereafter, he gave the responsibility of khilafah to his son, Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala. And Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, the people of Kufa pledged allegiance to him. He stayed there for a period of time. And then he delegated the responsibilities of khilafah to Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. And the reason he did this, he didn't want friction fighting between two groups of Sahaba. So this was based on certain conditions. Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu accepted those conditions and he became the leader of the Muslims. And so this reconciliation that took place was a miracle, a mu'jiza of the Prophet ﷺ. He prophesied this and it took place as well, alhamdulillah. And that reconciliation, which was through the means of Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala, helped this ummah immensely. And what was the reward of that? What was the reward of helping the ummah? What was the reward of causing this reconciliation to occur, to happen? The scholars have mentioned, for example, Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali mentions that. He says, I received information from our elders that when Sayyidina Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu anhu, he gave up the khilafah in order to allow for this reconciliation to take place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him and his offspring in such a way that he granted them the status of Al-Ghawthiyatul Uthma, meaning they were the first ghawth of this ummah. Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu anhu was the first ghawth, the first Al-Qutbul Akbar. And the middle ghawth is Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu anhu. And the last ghawth will be, ghawthul A'azam will be Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala. And this is mentioned by Imam Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And Ala Hazrat has transmitted this, narrated this in his Fatawa Razviya Sharif as well. So we learn that Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu anhu also took on the duties of Khilafah for a short while, for 6 months approximately. Because of this, he is also included in the Khulafa'i Rashidin with Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman, and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhum ajma'in. So we learn that Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu anhu, he was a Sayyid, a leader. He had foresight, insight, and he made the correct decisions, alhamdulillah, and he averted this calamity that was about to strike the Ummah in the form of battle. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he loved Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu immensely. He loved him greatly. It's mentioned in Musnad Bazar that once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was leading the salah, and the narrator is Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He says, we were offering salah behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but all of a sudden Sayyidina Imam Hassan bin Ali radiallahu anhu came. He was a young child at that time. And whenever the Prophet alayhi salam performed sajda, Imam Hassan would climb onto the blessed back of Rasulullah and the neck of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would lift his head from prostration very gently. So he didn't want any harm to be caused to his noble grandson. And he would lower him very affectionately as well. After the salah was completed, the Blessed Companions radiallahu anhum, they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you treat this child the way you do not treat anyone else. Allahu Akbar. They had first-hand experience of this. They saw the dealings of the Prophet with people. But look what they said. They said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you treat this child unlike any other person. You know, the way you treat him with affection and respect, and the way you honor him, subhanallah, you don't do it like that to anyone else. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he replied, he said, he is my flower in the world. He is my flower in the world, subhanallah. Rehanatul Rasul. He is the flower of the Prophet alayhi salam. And we know in other narrations that the Prophet alayhi salam would smell Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu, and he would say, he is my flower, subhanallah. So, dear viewers, we learn from the life of Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu anhu that he was an individual with impeccable manners. Subhanallah, his character, his the way of dealing with people, his wisdom. And of course, this was all because of the beautiful tarbiyah, the nurturing, the upbringing that he received from the prophetic court. The Prophet alayhi salam himself taught him, Sayyiduna Ali and Sayyidina Fatima, what better parents are there? Subhanallah, radiyallahu anhumah. Sayyiduna Ali and Sayyidina Fatima radiyallahu anhumah. If you have these parents, then subhanallah, you can achieve greatness. And this is something that we need to learn from. That we have children today as well. Allah has blessed us with children. Are we making efforts? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from a young age, he would teach the Ahlul Bayt about right and wrong. Let me give an example of this. A Tabi'i saint, Sayyiduna Abul Hawra, rahmatullahi alayhi, he says, I asked Sayyiduna Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu anhu, do you remember, recall any hadith that you heard from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? And he said, yes, I remember a hadith when I was a child. I picked up a date and I placed it in my mouth. But that date was from sadaqah, sadaqah wajibah, meaning it was from zakah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam took it out of my mouth and put it back into the dates of sadaqah. Someone respectfully said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you only took one date. What was the harm in that? Meaning he couldn't understand why the Prophet alayhi wasallam did that. And this is when the leader of all creation sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Inna alu Muhammad la tahillu lana sadaqah. We, meaning the offspring of Muhammad, the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sadaqah, meaning zakah in this case, is not jais for us. It's not halal for us. And that's why the Ali Rasul, we cannot give them zakah. The scholars explain and say, when we give zakah, we are purifying our wealth. So when you purify your wealth and you're removing impurity, you cannot give something impure to the Ali Rasul. They are the best in creation, the best family in creation. So they are deserving of much better than that. That's why we don't give them sadaqah wajibah. Yes, this does not mean that we do not help those people from the prophetic family who are struggling. And this may be the case across the world. You might find Sadat who are not in the best financial position. Just because you can't give them sadaqah, it doesn't mean you can't give them voluntary donations. You can't fulfill their needs. You should do so. If you fulfill the need of one of the Sadat, the Prophet alayhi salam will fulfill your needs, inshallah. So going back to the initial point, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from a young age, what is he teaching? That, oh Hassan, this is not jais for us. He's teaching about halal and haram. He's doing tarbiyah of his grandson. Today we are so lost in the world, we have no time for this. And we give our children to the madrasa, to the masjid for an hour or 2 hours and we expect miracles. What about the rest of the time when the children are at home? How much time do we spend with them? Reading Islamic literature, reading about the ahkamat of the deen, teaching them about sahaba and sahabiyat, teaching them about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a zimmadari, responsibility upon us. And it's mentioned in a narration that we will be asked about our children. This is in Shu'ab al-Iman. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu said to a person, give a good upbringing to your child because you will be asked about your children. Meaning as to how you brought him up and what you taught him. This is very, very important. We learn from the life of Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu anhu that he had a beautiful and perfect upbringing. We should strive to do the same with our children as well. In one narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said regarding the upbringing of children, treat your offspring in a good manner and teach them good character as well. And this is in Sunan Ibn Majah. We should try and do so. So alhamdulillah, dear viewers, in this episode we heard about the honorable life, certain aspects. Again, if we were to go into detail, it would require a lot more time. Certain beautiful aspects of the life of Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala, and the Prince of Jannah. He is one of the leaders of Jannah. The Prophet ﷺ referred to Imam Hassan and Hussein and said, they are the leaders of the youth in paradise. So these honorable people, we need to learn from their lives. We need to try and emulate their lives. Follow in their footsteps. Inshallah, by following them, the only thing we will attain is success, inshallah. May Allah give us tawfiq to remember and act upon what has been said. Ameen, bijahi Nabi al-Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Virtues of the Prophet's household. Virtues of the Prophet's household.